the President of the United States has declared June as National Outdoors Month, encouraging everyone to go outside. May was National Skin Cancer Month, so don't forget your sunscreen. Also, don't forget all the great events going on here in Kirkland.
Businesses and organizations team up to do a much-needed home makeover. Watch the transformation. Find out what's next for former Fire and Building Director Jeff Blake. We check out the City Hall Victory Garden, how this garden will help a local charity.
These stories and much more on this episode of Currently Kirkland.
Currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With John Barnett at the news desk and Tanya Wu on feature stories. Now, here's John.
Hi, I'm John Barnett, and welcome to Currently Kirkland. Kirkland Interfaith Transitions and Housing owns the Salisbury Court Apartments, a residential housing complex that has been in desperate need of a makeover. About 46 volunteers answered the call and donated their time and skill in renovating the low-income housing complex.
This apartment complex was built in the 60s and has not had any upgrades since the 90s. A local business and organization team up to rebuild homes and lives here at the Salisbury Court Apartments.
Awesome. I wouldn't go on my deck. I was scared of going on it.
Not only did the decks need replacing, siding and foundations need a repair.
Buildings are not new anymore, so we have a problem with trying to maintain the maintenance in them, and maintenance issues are very expensive.
A volunteer-based home repair organization called Rebuilding Together Eastside awarded this Kith-owned low-income housing complex with a home makeover.
So I am so happy that they're doing that. And we get a new toilet, which I was really excited about. And they're doing everything really fast. I'm really surprised how fast this is happening.
Volunteers from Synergy Construction and Bellevue Sunrise Rotary tore down decks, built new ones, replaced a collapsing chain link fence with a wooden one, installed 10 energy efficient toilets, and fixed up the yard.
It's been wonderful. We're really fortunate to be chosen. These are very difficult economic times.
Rebuilding Together Eastside say that it's increasingly becoming a struggle to find sponsors.
This year we have homes we don't have the sponsors for, so we're working hard to get sponsors for next year.
That hard work pays off from local organizations like Synergy Construction and the Bellevue Rotary. Step up.
Warm, fuzzy feeling, and that's something that everybody gets out of these projects. In a matter of an hours, with all the help that we have, things get done, and it's just, you know, many hands make light work.
Despite difficult times, volunteers believe in serving their community. They do work worth more than thousands of dollars.
And here comes one of our toilet crews. We're replacing 10 toilets today. Dirty job, but somebody's got to do it.
Synergy Project Manager Rudy Weibel coordinated with subcontractors and suppliers to get materials donated.
And it just kind of becomes a thing you kind of look forward to doing year to year, because there's such a change. You know, it's one of these things you get to come see in 1 or 2 days, just see so much difference on a project, and that's not something you get to do in everyday life.
Families working side by side to help other families and to give back to the community they love.
Get out and actually physically do something that, you know, the end result is going to be awesome for these families that are here, and that's really why we like this project.
It's really heartwarming, and it just makes you, restores your faith in what, you know, what can a group of people do? Well, there's a lot that people can do. Just kind of, if everybody did one thing, think of what we could accomplish in the world.
To make a donation to Kith, or to just get involved, you can go to their website below. After serving the city of Kirkland for 12 years, Fire Chief Jeff Blake announced his retirement. Following his heart led him to Kirkland, and now he follows his heart once again in his upcoming endeavors. We sat down with former Chief Blake to talk about his time here in Kirkland and what's next for him.
Here I am, the young guy with hair, no glasses, and a mustache right here.
Former Fire and Building Director Jeff Blake remembers how he came to Kirkland.
I was supposed to be the interim for 4 months and then go back to Redmond. and I never left. I stayed for 12 years.
His passion for his job started when he was just a kid.
He did a little interview of me when I was 5 years old and actually put it on a record. And he asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, and I said I wanted to be a fireman.
At 16, he volunteered, and by the time he graduated from high school, he was hired by Redmond and served there for 22 years.
In a dream career, absolutely. Loved every day of it. It's just been, if I could do it all over again, I would.
He's moving on to the next steps of his life, following his other lifelong passions.
She took the...
I've seen a fair amount throughout the country. My wife hasn't. And so we're going to travel and see all those places that she says, oh, I've never been there. Will you take me there? So we're going to do that. And I think that'll be a lot of fun as well.
Get ready to go to the new job.
When Jeff's not traveling, he has a lot of fishing to do, games of golf to be played.
Go Mariners!
And Mariners games to watch.
Mariners fan.
Wow.
Yep. I've been going since they became a baseball team in Seattle.
You'll probably see him at the games, hired as a seating host by the Mariners.
Come on, Ed.
Despite all these exciting endeavors, Jeff says that he'll miss Kirkland.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, we'll miss you.
I'll miss all of you, too.
Make the difference out in the community, here in all the departments. That's what I'll miss the most. It's people. The good part is even though I'm retired, I can come back.
It's the end of an era, but the next one will be just as exciting.
At some point, maybe I'll miss a meeting or two. Right now it's hard to believe.
Next month, we'll get to know the current fire chief, Kevin Nelder, and his meeting with the former president, his phone call with a famous actor, plus we'll hear about his thoughts on his first days in Kirkland.
For more information about the Kirkland Fire Department, please go to the website below. The vacant property next to the City Hall annex will temporarily turn into a victory garden. The garden will be planted and cared for by the city employees during their off hours. It will be supported by donations, and all produce will be donated to HopeLink. For more information about this victory garden or to start your own, please go to the website below. Kids can train like a firefighter in Kirkland's week-long fire camp. Students will learn about search and rescue operations, team building skills, fire behavior, vehicle extrication, gear handling, and more. Campers can earn first aid, CPR, and water safety cards at local Kirkland fire stations. This training is usually reserved for firefighters themselves, so train with the best July 20 to 24. The camp is open to 24 junior high school students aged 12 to 15 years old. Cost is $350, but there are partial scholarships available. An orientation and bunker gear fitting will be held 2 weeks before camp begins. And an all-family barbecue and team competition will be held the last afternoon of camp. For more information or for an application, please contact Robin Pastor. Every 4th of July, families participate in the parade in downtown Kirkland before gathering to watch the fireworks show at Moss Bay. 4th of July organizers need your help to save Kirkland's 4th of July fireworks show. Due to the economy, donations for the event have dropped, and this year they are needed more than ever. For the 10th anniversary of Kirkland's celebration, the theme this year is red, white, blue, and green all over. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Organizers also need volunteers to help out with the parade. To contribute or volunteer, please go to the website below. Remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the City of Kirkland homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. I'm John Barnett. Thanks for joining us.
Wow, that was a lot of information, John. If you think we missed anything, have a comment or a story idea for us, we'd love to hear from you. Please email us at kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. It's also on the bottom of your screen.
An exciting lineup of concert performers booked to entertain you and your family. Wednesday afternoon concerts are for kids, featuring cowboys, mermaids, and pirates, while the Thursday night concerts are for the whole family. Listen to swing, salsa, and disco. Celebrate the holiday with the whole community this 4th of July. The parade will feature floats and drill teams. The fireworks will delight all audiences. celebrate our nation's independence among neighbors and friends. Kirkland Uncorked is a grand celebration showcasing Washington's finest wines, gourmet foods, engaging art, lifestyle displays, and the best the Northwest has to offer in jazz music, all in one elegant and entertaining weekend on the shores of Lake Washington. The Legends Car Club welcomes all hot rods, customs, classics, vintage, muscle cars, trucks, and motorcycles. There are fun awards, raffles, and trophies awarded in 21 classes right in downtown Kirkland. Kirkland's Canine Festival features contests such as Best Trick, Best Costume, and Best Tail Wag. Activities include games, demonstrations, and vendors. It's the second community garage sale of the summer. Sign up early to be a vendor or come on down to shop. It's a great way to promote sustainable living, and there will be great deals throughout the day. Take a self-guided tour through never-before-seen gardens. The Kirkland Gallery of Gardens tour will feature waterfront retreats, European gardens, botanical gardens, and sustainable gardens. Specialists will be on site to discuss plantings and design. Get your tickets early. Advance tickets are $15, while tickets the day of are $20.
More information and links to today's topics are available on our webpage. We'd also like to hear your comments on any of these featured stories.